I've just got to Milton Keynes. I've had an absolutely amazing ride through the back country lanes on a gorgeously, gorgeously sunny, crisp day. I haven't had any coffee. I don't think I need any right now because I am buzzing with adrenaline. I've just had a weird, I guess slightly uncomfortable, slightly sad moment when I pulled up on my motorbike, which is BMW F650 GS, and yeah, it's nice and it's shiny, and I got it at a good price, and I've had it a short while now, and I guess I'm really, really lucky. And as I pulled up, this little kid runs up and stands in front of me while I get off and take off my helmet, which again is nice and shiny, and it's a really nice Arai helmet, and they're not cheap, they're about 300 quid, but I think that's a small price to pay if it saves your life. And I'm all grins and smiles, and I look down, and he kind of looks up, and he's a really, really young kid, just walking and just talking, and he says, I want a motorbike like yours. And his family's kind of sat behind, and I don't know how to say this without sounding really, really kind of condescending, because I work, I have a nice house, have quite a comfortable life, I guess. Well, I know, compared to some. And they're having a discussion about what vegetables they can afford. They're having a discussion about whether or not they can have cauliflower or broccoli. And number one, the stereotype of poor families without much money just eating junk is not applicable right here, right now. They obviously do care for this little kid dressed in quite obviously hand-me-downs, sleeves and trousers rolled up, stonewashed jeans, which I haven't seen for years and years and years. And you're just thinking they're doing whatever they can. And they're arguing over what vegetables they can afford. Really weird. Part of me felt like, well, sod charity. Let me just walk up to them and say, oh, I've just found this on the floor. Is this yours or whatever? How can I give them some money so that they can have the best Sunday lunch ever? Or is that pretentious? Is it wrong? What happens if I give the money to a charity? Where does it go? How much of it, if any, would ever go to that family? If I was in India, it'd be easy. Because you see it everywhere. It's kind of easier when it's saturated and the country is saturated with it. And quite luckily, in one way, you can that the religion kind of states that they must give alms and give to the poor. And so begging is totally acceptable, and the poor receive a certain amount of money. But the gap still seems to get wider, and the rich are very rich. And the poor are very poor. Here, we've got a poverty which, for some reason, I guess affects me a lot more. So how do we sort it out at the grassroots level? I mean, maybe some of that comes from the fact, you know, as a family, quite young, we had less than nothing, massively in debt at one point. Lived in a caravan. I used to sell goat's milk to the teachers at school and whoever in the local town to be able to have a school uniform and all the rest of it. So I kind of know what it's like to want shiny things. And it can be a bit of a struggle and a bit to get yourself out of this. This family, I don't know if they will ever be able to get themselves out of this. I really feel for them. Maybe I should have just given them some cash. I don't know. It just seems weird. How would they have taken it? They may have no money, but it definitely looked like they had pride.